Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Oh God, it's too hot. We're doing the usual British moaning about the hot weather, but it has been hot this week.
It's been a very hot one.
It's still hot at the moment. Just sweating. I've been working up and downstairs on site. No breeze. Well, walking up and down the stairs because you can't use the lifts because it's a building site. You're not allowed. So my knees have been killing me. Just been sweating. It's horrible. I know to most people around the world, 28 to 30 degrees isn't hot. And that's Celsius for our American listeners, because that in Fahrenheit is like, I don't know, 3 degrees maybe. Almost freezing, I think.
I think Americans, the only ones that use Fahrenheit as well.
Yeah, they're just weird though, aren't they? The lack of bank holidays and everything. Like we discussed the other week. But it's not... I know we've said it's not the same as abroad. It's different heat.
Yeah.
It's just too humid.
It's different when you're in Spain on the coast to being in Birmingham. It's a different heat, mate.
It definitely is a different heat, though. I think it is the humidity and everything, though.
And I think it's just the lifestyle, obviously. Our houses are made to keep...
The heat in, yeah.
The heat in. Obviously, we don't have air conditioning. Not many places do, like houses.
No, it's only really the shopping centres, yeah. The malls, and the likes of those. But it is just horrible. I had 3 minutes of rain Thursday morning, and then it was on and off. Like when it rained yesterday while I was driving back home, it rained.
Right.
But again, it'd be for like 5 minutes at the most, and then it'd stop. Yeah. And then as I'd get to another part of the country, it would start and stop again. But because I had the window down and I was just had my arm out, just like, yes, nice cold rain. And I could see other people like looking at me like, what's wrong with this person? But it was just so refreshing because I was just hot and sweaty and vile and sitting in traffic.
I think that's what it is, isn't it? We're not built to work in that environment because obviously, as I said, with the houses, being hot and everything, so it is nice for it to be hot, but it's also nice not to work in the heat. There's that difference, isn't there?
Yeah, but I'm not built for the heat anyway. Mm. It's just too much for me. I'll tell you what was really nice though. Yesterday morning, half four, it was 18 degrees, but there was no sunshine. Like the sun was out, but it was still like that early that it wasn't properly up. And there was a nice bit of a breeze. So even though it was 18, I'm walking the dog. I've got my shorts, T-shirt on, boots ready for sight. So my feet were already a bit heavy and sweaty. But just walking around, it was nice. And then as soon as I've set off, the sun properly come out, yeah. And that's it. Then you're just feeling the heat, oil. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, nice 18 degrees in the morning. It was all right. Didn't last long.
And we have said before, we're not a weather podcast.
No, no.
But we are, like the football, we like to talk about it.
We have to. just British, any.
Yeah, next week, it's rain.
I'd be happy with it raining. You know, the little bit of rain that had happened as I'd set off yesterday morning, a bit of spray on the motorway, and like, people are like, oh, I don't know how to drive in this now. It's been sunny for days. I'll just put your fucking foot down and get out of the way.
I would prefer it to be sunny, but it is hard to work in the heat.
Well, you're mostly outside.
Yeah, so it is heavy to work in. Mm. But so is the rain. So, yeah.
Oh, no. We're basically never going to be happy, though.
No matter
what the circumstances.
We just need 19, 20 degrees with a nice wind, constant wind.
Yeah, but the winds are deceiving then, because that's when you get burnt and you don't realise.
But at least you're not like, it's not heavy. You know what I mean?
I know that, what you're saying.
So like,
because there hasn't been a breeze this week as well, though, it has made it so much worse. And as I say, working on site, even with the windows open, it's just not moved anywhere.
Yeah.
It's been vile. But, I mean, outside of that, it has been a crazy week. I mean, from the weekend, since our last record, it started off really, really well because Deadpool and Wolverine came out. We have got, it was literally like 3 or 4 messages about it.
Right.
So, yeah, we both went and watched it Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was at a barbecue afterwards. Plenty of beers. Sunday, nice chill day. And it all just started going wrong then, didn't it?
Yeah, it has been a hectic week. It's been a strange week and a sad week.
Definitely sad.
Where do you want to start off on this, mate? Because are we going to start happy and go sad, or sad and go happy?
Yeah, we'll go back to the joy afterwards.
We'll get
the bit of ranting and that we're going to lead on to inevitably out of the way. So the children, was it Southam or Southport?
Southport.
So yeah, Southport, the incident there, this apparently a 17-year-old young man going in, stabbing up the kids. Absolute tragedy.
Sorry, Jack, I just want to just intervene. You know, the thing that bothered me the most from it is like everyone was saying like, it was an asylum seeker, it was this, it was that. Like for me, that one, he should take away what the person is, the colour of his skin, his faith. He still went into a school, well, a daycare, I should say, summer school, a Taylor Swift, themed, class, and attacked children. Like for me, and I feel like the news were trying to get away. I don't know why, but was more concept of who he was than what happened.
Well, again, because a lot of the news, with them saying, 17, asylum seeker and whatever, have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah,
he's not 17.
No, I've saw the picture of him, and he was an asylum seeker as well. His mum and dad emigrated from...
because at first they were saying he was a 17-year-old lad from Cardiff.
Yeah.
And then it's come out that he wasn't from Cardiff. He's just, he lives there at the moment, but he's an asylum seeker. Yeah.
He's not Welsh, basically.
No. And he's definitely not 17. That man has got miles on him.
Well, this has happened a few times where obviously people have come into the country, said they're younger than what they are, just because if you say you're, I think, under the age of 18, you basically get more base. You get more benefits. But again, obviously being a dad now, once I hear stuff like this, I used to always, I used to think about it. But this one, fucking annoyed me, mate, to be honest. Just to think, you can send your kids somewhere while you're, working. And so if that happened, I can't imagine what they're going through or what the parents are going through. And I think as it stands, 3 children have, sadly passed away, and there was others critically injured.
Yeah, I think it was 6 or 7 in total.
Yeah.
That were stabbed.
And the story of the one man, who saw, I should have got his name actually, done a thing on Sky News, basically ran after the attacker, and he said he saw kids being scared, and it's just horrific, his accounts of his version of events, just what he's seen. So it's quite sad actually to think that kids, I mean maybe as we grew up, obviously you don't see the world being a dark place, but I think this week is just especially in the UK, I've seen just how dark it can be.
Yeah, because it's definitely hitting home to you more, as you say, because you're a dad now, and you know, in the next 12 months or so, you're going to be doing the same. You know, putting the baby into childcare of sorts, you know, daycare centres and whatever, and then eventually leading on to schools. So in that, you're putting your kids in them environments because they're meant to be a safe environment. Mm. And not that you can't trust the staff or anything, but because you can't trust people in general to not just randomly switch and do something horrific like this. It's too scary of a thought to think, well, you can't trust anyone then.
Mm. So my thing with it as well is that the police was quick enough to say it's a mental health incident. Well, fuck yeah. If he kills someone, you're not right in the head.
Yeah.
Like, beyond a shadow of that, unless it's accidental, if you plan to kill someone in the head, you are not fucking mentally right. And they've done this twice now. They've done it with the soldiers that got attacked coming out. I can't remember where it was coming out from the other week. And that was an asylum seeker that attacked him. And I said, that was mental health. Which is like, well, shit, yeah, he's killing kids. Of course, he's got fucking something wrong with him.
Yeah.
But don't lead with that. He's a child killer. Yeah. He's not. Oh, it's and just.
It's the fact that in any other country in the world, this would get dealt with properly.
Yeah. I was going to. I'm glad you touched this up because I was going to bring this up actually. You see, if in this country you can do stuff and you get off, you get a slap in the wrist, you get off. Don't get me wrong, he'd be in jail for the rest of his life. But he'll live a cushy life, he'll have his PlayStation.
Well, it's one of those because from even though we've seen a lot recently where it is cushy, you know, you're getting blowjobs and sex.
I was literally gonna say wardens, yeah.
But they have to keep the child offence prisoners separate for a reason, but a lot of the time they'll still get, you know, a bit of a beating or whatever from other prisoners as well.
But they're on about, he might not even go to jail. He might just go to, like, I don't know.
A mental asylum.
A mental asylum, whatever you want to call him now. I don't think they're called that now.
Well, but, but
he'll get looked after, mate. You know what I'm saying? He won't have a hard life.
No, it's absolutely disgraceful because, you know, the countries that these people are coming from, those kind of things, they'll just get killed straight away. You know, there's still countries out there that if you steal, your hands get chopped off. Yeah. Obviously, the death penalty in America. I don't know why the UK is so soft as it is these days, considering it was a country that dominated the whole world, essentially, you know, as bad as it was, and we're not a history podcast. I didn't really do too much of history, but, you know, they took over the majority of the world at one point, and then they give everything back.
Yeah, and they took over everything, but then how that country progressed, they didn't take over it. Obviously, they took the resources, but on the other hand, like India, they have, I know, well, I won't go into India, that's probably the worst example to use, actually, but, you know, they helped. You know, if you look pictures under, like, countries under British rule, you know, it's clean, everyone dressed nice. You know, it was on the upwards, basically.
But that was because they had the vision.
Yeah. You
know, it was, right, I'm going to take this land, but we're going to improve it. Now that we've got you to this point, it's yours again now. The fact that they did all that, I mean, there probably was ulterior motives as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's just the way that how we was so dominant and controlling, just to regress so far back.
Lost a bit of balls in it. Like, I feel like it's because, you know, I know America's own country, and obviously was in the EU, and obviously, well, was in the EU. So, you know, I don't think the death penalty, I think the death penalty got banned for the EU. I think it was 1970, someone last got killed in the UK.
Yeah, because it's all the human rights acts, isn't it?
But I think certain crimes need serious punishment, and I think this would classify as that, mental or not. You know, Can you imagine, like, in 20 years' time or 25 years' time, if this geezer gets out? Because, you know, this, he probably could in this country, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, there's fucking three kids. Nah. It's just, there's a lie. And the thing that pissed me off as well, I don't know how you feel about it. So, obviously, everyone protested. It turned into a riot. And then, like, everyone was saying, well, not everyone, like, the news was saying it's far right. Like, what's far right, left wing? It's just a load of bollocks. It's just,
yeah, the media,
it's just a narrative you're trying to fit something into. Because when they had those riots in Leeds, I never heard nothing saying far right. Yet there was about 4,000 people there burning buses on fire, everything.
Yeah, flipping the police cars and all that.
What? And then, you know, I think a group of it then went down and smashed up a mosque, which is fucking, knowing the facts.
Yeah, yeah, lines have been crossed by the people of Southport. It's confusing, it's annoying, and again, because they're not saying enough, because these people aren't seeing the justice that's deserved,
that's it.
Then the frustrations are overflowing from the pot. So hence what, they've crossed the line on that sense by attacking the mosque and all that. But you know, I'm not trying to back what they did or anything, but it's understandable because it's kind of a lack of education, which is across the border with our country. It has been, you know, forever, really. But, you know, people in the old-fashioned mindset, and then because they're seeing who's done it, knowing of religion and race and all that, they're trying to find someone to take it out on, and obviously they're doing it in the wrong way.
And that's what I was trying to get to earlier. It's like, take away the individual, you know, faith. It's people are pissed off because it's happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, it shouldn't be in a week where, as we said, it's been a mad week. But a mad month, I think.
There has been
the whole of July has been
fair few things. Obviously, you know, with Trump getting shot at and all that as well. It's almost been a global thing, really. But it's that as well. You think Trump got shot at, obviously missed there, caught his ear. He gets up, the crowd are cheering, his fist pumping the air. Imagine if something like that happens. Obviously, we've recently had a general election. But, you know, if Keir Starmer or Rishi Sunak got shot at, people be cheering the shooter, not them surviving, because there's just not enough passion. At least when you see lots of Trump getting into it.
And that's the one thing. You can't be proud to say you're British or English, Welsh, Scottish.
Definitely not
without
these
being
days
called racist of some sort.
Well, even with the Euros, you couldn't drive around with the England flags on your car because it was that London mayor.
Oh, he's such a fucking prick. Sadiq Khan. He's such a fucking twat.
He was trying to say that it could potentially fly off and cause an accident. That was one reason to try and ban them.
But I've seen, the Palestinian flags, the Israel ones
and all that as well. But yeah, you're seeing other national flags being flown on the cars, out the windows and everything. But because it was English or British ones, I remember even with the Jubilee,
they were trying to ban stuff like that. He's racist though, isn't he?
He is.
I don't care what he says. You know what? I ain't going there. But no. It's been a crazy week. And then obviously you had the thing in Southend as well. Did you see all that where there was like, I saw like four lads chasing each other with machetes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, look, there was a big thing going on there. It was just fucking mad.
Yeah, I saw it was someone's Ring doorbell footage. There's one video, and then there was another person recording out like the bedroom window or something. It's scary these days, to be fair. You know, I know I've said it before. You can't voice to the youth to say, stop fucking around, because they don't care. Yeah. There's no fear factor with them. And they happily will just pull out a knife and just stab you up.
And I think that's it. I think that's what it is. Like, if it's, there's no fear. Mm. And we've, I've spoken about it before. But should we move on, mate? Should we move on? Because we've talked about the weather, even though we're not a weather, just a weather podcast, but we're versatile enough to speak about it.
Well, yeah, you know, we've got to touch all the subjects, haven't we?
Yeah, so we've started off low. Let's get it be high.
Well, there's one great way to get high, and that is with everyone's favourite feature. A little bit of a...
It is everyone's favourite feature, my favourite feature.
What's wrong with you?
Now, going on the Deadpool Wolverine,
right?
We will get onto it in a moment, but one that just made me laugh so much, it was from Abby, just saying. We get it. You've watched Deadpool and Wolverine. Stop with all the dancing. Because that's one of the main things I've seen is on TikTok, that is.
People doing the NSYNC dance.
Yeah. And I get the frustration. Now, to be fair, she was one of the people that did message saying, oh, oh my God, have you watched it? Amazing. And that, off the top of my head, because I'm being lazy, not picking up my phone and checking the messages. Abby, Niall, no, sorry, Miles. I don't know where Niall came from then. Lee, I'm sure there's someone else. I will check when I pick my phone up and stop being lazy. But yeah, the broadness of love for the film, it has been just non-stop on TikTok. Everyone doing the dances, dressing up as the cosplay. Look, there was even one where, have you seen that? I think it's such a frustrating one. It's a shitty like holiday sketch where they'll put the phone or the camera down. They'll be standing there and then they'll run and jump over and then it'll come to the beach. They're in the fucking the swimwear or whatever. There was one where it was four girls. The three of them had jumped over, and as they're at the cinema or something, they're in a Deadpool costume. And then, I don't know why, but it was the chubby one that was left for last. And she's like, no, I ain't doing it. And then, as she jumps over, she's the only one dressed as Wolverine. So, why have you done that? Is it because she's a growler? I wasn't saying she was ugly, but are they saying that she's the ugly one to put her as Wolverine? When really, if you think she's the ugly one, you'd do it the opposite way, wouldn't you? So she's wearing the mask.
Yeah.
But she was only chubby. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I've seen so many, which has been enjoyable for the first hour, and then it does get a bit much. The amount of them giving spoilers for it. So I'm glad that we watched it as early as we did.
That's why I had to watch it. I couldn't otherwise. I would have just seen it all online.
Yeah. There's not even a good copy out either. I did have a little bit of a mooch Sunday morning while I was just munging it, being lazy. And I just watched the opening credits again. I'm going to try as best as possible not to give any spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
I feel like pretty much everyone has. It smashed all the records.
Yeah, for rated R movie as such.
Yeah. I think just on the weekend alone, it was like 450 million worldwide. Dollars that he generated, which is insane numbers, to be fair. It's as a Marvel film, it's the highest one as well, which obviously, you know, with the Avengers films and everything, they got they've earned a couple of billion over the years, so it's on course to just smash all them out of the park as well.
I've seen that over the opening 4 days it was open, it sold more tickets than the whole of the Marvels was in cinema.
Yeah,
4 days.
So it's stuff like that.
I did say if he carries on in this trajectory in the way movies normally go, it hit a billion in 2 weeks or something.
I can see it happening easily, definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, because I think Titanic is still the highest grossing movie ever. I wouldn't be surprised if it overtopped that.
I think they re-released Endgame for like an extra week. Do you remember? Just to get it over there. I don't know if you remember when they
Yeah,
I think they had like 5 minutes of extra footage or 15 minutes or something like that. Yeah. So. But no, it was a great film. I mean, yeah, it's hard to say without getting spoilers, but as we said, normally with a great film, has a great soundtrack.
Well, the soundtrack, while it's in my head though, we'll jump onto the soundtrack in a minute. So we both went early in the morning. Mm. Yours was 9:30, was it?
9:30 was fucking rammed, mate, as well.
Mate, luckily, there wasn't that many people in mine. Because as I booked the tickets, all the centre seats were booked as pairs. I left two seats in between, because the row that I was on, row J, there was already the two centre ones done. So I left two seats in between me as I booked them and then went for the next two.
Yeah.
It was basically just four of us on our row. There was, I think, six people behind us. And then, yeah, just all the centre done and then the odd few scattered around. So it weren't even half full the cinema at mine. That's the point, the reason why I'll go to the cinema early on the morning anyway, is so there's less people there. But considering how popular the film's been, I was really surprised.
I go to the cinema in the morning now because there's the worst thing I hate is watching the cinema with teenagers. And I mean like 15, 16-year-olds that keep going on the phone and being silly.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or just talking or get the phones out. I just want to immerse myself.
That's it, be a part of the environment. The
movie experience.
Yeah.
Get what you're paying for, basically, mate.
Well, that's
because
it.
The Tango Ice Blast is like fucking £8 for one, so you got to enjoy it.
Well, I paid £36 for the two tickets, and then with the stuff that the missus got, so bag of crisps, nachos, popcorn, two drinks, I think that was still like £34.
£36 for two tickets, mate?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Showcase X Plus or something like that. And it's every seat is recliner, electric. It's Showcase sort of had a refurb throughout the country though, didn't they? And ours is quality.
Premium. Okay.
It is proper.
Premium experience.
To be fair, it is worth it because you are in comfort. Well, for a change, the missus was actually ready. Because if I say it says 10 o'clock, it started, which obviously doesn't start at the show time.
Trailer starts at 10.
So normally she'd be like, all right, then, well, we'll leave at 10. And I hate doing that.
Oh.
It's not that I like watching the trailers or anything, but I just like to be there and just ready. But because you never know if there's going to be a queue for getting your food or anything. I don't always book online as well. So if you go into the till, if you've got a queue up or anything, I hate doing stuff like that. So she was actually ready. We got there at about 9:45. And then it's been about half an hour that I'm sitting in a seat and the trailers have only just started now.
Yeah.
Because there was the normal adverts at first. I was like, all right, well, I don't need to, but instead of me sitting here and then being dying for a piss at the end of the film, I'll go and have a wee now. So I'm walking down, and I've just heard someone running behind me, and I thought, I ain't gonna look. It's probably just one of the kids, dying to run down, to run back up before missing anything. And so as I'm close to the toilet then, finally the footsteps have ran past me, and it's a middle-aged man, bald, long-sleeve Deadpool T-shirt on. Well, fair enough, He's immersing himself in the whole experience by dressing up as well. But he was full on running, arms full swing.
Didn't want to miss it?
No. There was something else that he didn't want to miss. He
literally, mate, he didn't want to miss it.
No. So I've got in the toilet about 5 seconds after him. He must have had about 10 zips on his bottoms because as I walked in, all you could hear zzz, zzz, zzz. And he's finally, I know he's pain because I had it the other week, go back to the episode the other week with how close it was for me. And it was, as soon as he sat down, squirted the life out.
So this kind of similar happened to me while I was in mine. So, I don't use urinals.
No.
So I've went in, cubicle, next thing you know, door closed, and I heard And I'm like, mate, it's 9:30. Like, why is it that bad at 9:30? I enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
I've got to say.
It was great. And it turned out that geezer was sitting behind me. Because as I've kind of sat back down, I says to the missus, fucking hell, did you see someone running out of here? She's like, yeah. I says, he just about made it to the toilet. I said, fucking squirting everywhere. And she's nudged me and says, he's behind. And I won't slag him off or anything. You know, I know the pain. Well, not all of us, but I've been there too many times. And yeah, he had to go. He went. And luckily, he made it to the toilet. But it must have just been out of the blue since he just went running down. Fuck you. But yeah, fair play. And it was only... So the couple of people that he was with, they were the noisy people. Compared to some of the videos that I've seen with the crowd reaction... So I expected it a bit, but since no one else was making a load of noise and it was just them right behind us, it gets a bit annoying then, doesn't it? And people leaving before the end credits as well. These fake fans leaving, not waiting for it. But I did love it. Again, without spoiling anything, but the montage while the credits are rolling and all that. And then obviously the final scene after all of that's gone. It was a great film, great experience. I'd happily go multiple times and watch it again.
This is a movie I would go and watch again, same with Guardians 3. I really enjoyed that. I think it's with the soundtrack and a bit of a sentimental, feeling towards the movie.
Well, yeah, because I didn't realise until actually watching it how long it's been since the last one was out.
Yeah, 6 years, wasn't it? 2018.
But it just doesn't feel that long, though, does it? And because it shows it in the film, 2018, fucking hell, it has been that long then, hasn't it? But as much as it is a long wait for most of these films as well, it almost felt worth it.
How good the film
was. But we've got to talk about the soundtrack. Now, we all love a good movie soundtrack anyway, don't we? We've spoke about it. We did our top three before.
I've had Madonna in my head all week, mate.
It literally has been nonstop. I mean, we spoke about it off the pod before we started.
And going, only you.
God, it's just, I mean, I've had to get it up so we can rattle up some of them. But yeah, as you were just saying, Only You, brilliant tune. If you haven't seen the film, but you've been on TikTok, everyone is doing the dance for NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. It's just a banger of a tune as well. I mean, a lot of these songs were songs we grew up with and we'll still happily listen to on the radio these days. And, it's just, obviously, Madonna, Like a Prayer, that has been in everyone's mind as well.
That and the Goo Goo Dolls as well. Could just, fuck it.
It was just so many songs. I mean, Power of Love, Rambling Man, even the Greatest Showman song as well.
The Greatest Second, isn't it?
God, I nearly said something then that would have spoiled some people. But just banger after banger, to be fair. I mean, you can't not enjoy the songs that were in this film.
Yeah, there was the right songs for the right mama in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And considering, I think he said he's been working on it for 3 years. He went to Madonna.
Yeah, he's had the song. He said, I've seen that. He had the song in his head for years.
The way he wanted the scene. And Madonna never gives her permission for any of the songs to be used. So the way that he's managed to be able to get it, and he was saying, even in just as the final editing was being done, she's rang up with a different idea for it. And he was like, it's only because it's you that I'm going to say yes. And, yeah, it was just amazing. Brilliant film.
She missed a trick there. She'd have really... it'd be good to see how, as we're speaking off the pod, where that comes in the charts. like a prayer. Because,
well, you know,
I mean, it's went from on Amazon, her third choice. Like, you know, like when you click on Amazon, he has like the top three songs must listen to. It's went from third to one. I don't know if you use Amazon or do you use Spotify. So like,
I don't use either, to be honest.
So if you my Amazon, if you put in Madonna, click it, it normally has like albums, but then it normally has like 1, 2, 3 songs, and you click all songs. But like, it normally has like the 3 most listened to or most famous songs. Yeah, and that's went from third to number one.
Well, I'm just having a quick look at the moment, and I'm absolutely shocked, to be fair. Sabrina Carpenter. Again, I don't think I've heard any of the songs because I don't listen to new songs or anything these days. So yeah, she's number one. Scrolling down,
it's like that Kate Bush for Stranger Things, because that, like,
but that's what I expected. I'm wondering if it's
But it hasn't been like with that Kate Bush, she kind of like capitalized on it,
yeah,
as where Madonna didn't, because it's a different version. Like, there's a
but still, even with like NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye, I expected that to be back in the charts. But I mean, going off of this, neither of them are in it.
Maybe more the US charts then, because obviously more domestic, obviously worldwide. Maybe.
I'm going to check that now, but again.
But maybe, because they do the charts, don't they, today at 7 o'clock?
But it just says up to August the 1st. Yeah, so that would be last week's.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it might be. More.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't think, because I'm trying to check the USA ones as well. USA. I don't think, none of them will be right either. Oh, Billboard. Billboard's.
They have 100, don't they?
Didn't it? 31st to 6th of August. No.
Does like
not even in the top 10 then? According to Billboard.
It's a bit, I thought it would have been a bit
I'm
up
absolutely
there, but
gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Well, after the soundtrack though, it wasn't just Deadpool that stole it for Marvel this week either, was it? I think it was literally Sunday morning. I don't know what the event is, but yeah, Sunday morning, scrolling through TikTok while I was walking the dog, actually. You know, he likes to wander, sniffing the bushes and all sorts, like, you know, sniff the bushes, not sniffing, he's not getting on the coke or anything. Not on a Sunday morning, anyway. I was just scrolling through, and they're announcing the next Avengers movies that are coming up.
Are you on about Comic-Con San Diego, the big one?
So it was Comic-Con then. I knew it'd be
yeah.
An event like that, but yeah. So Comic-Con that's just been on then.
I'm sure that's what you're on about. Go on, sorry. Just in case we're not on the same page.
I'm sure we would be, because I sent you the video and you take straight back saying that you've just seen it as well.
Yeah, okay. So we are on the same page. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's San Diego Comic-Con. And yeah,
I'm not up to date with current affairs, really, am I? But it was just as I've seen the video, the announcing the next Avengers movies, because obviously it's all changed, hasn't it, with what was his name now, who played Kang? Jonathan Majors.
It's
a bit harsh that he's been chinned off by
because
Marvel.
Robert Downey Jr.'s got some offences from when he was younger. Do you know what I mean? And he's been convicted of it.
Loved it so much.
And
this
kid's just got a misdemeanor, which is like a lesser charge, and Disney fucked him up. And they replaced him with Robert Downey. Yeah, it's the replacing with Robert Downey Jr. that's convicted. You know what I mean? So
I know, but I think because he's already a Marvel legend, that's what have done it. For anyone that hasn't seen it, because you've been living under a rock and only come out to listen to us two lovely people. Robert Downey Jr. has been announced as Doom in the next Avengers film coming up. But again, TikTok gold with this as well. Because we've mentioned the film before, Tropic Thunder, when he gets a surgery to play a black guy.
Yeah.
And so many of the memes coming out about that, and it's just been absolutely hilarious. One of the best ones that I saw was recast of other characters, and it's just Robert Downey Jr. playing different roles. So there was one where it's they've recast Wanda, and it's him. Yeah. I don't even know what the film is, but he's got a wig and makeup on, and looking next Black Panther, and it's him from Tropic Thunder. And I've just cried my eyes out. I love how fast some people are doing stuff like that. And
some people just don't miss a trick through that.
Yeah, straight on it. But my jaw just dropped. Literally, I saw it.
I wasn't expecting it, I must admit.
I don't think anyone was. When you see that, obviously after the other Avengers films, that Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and that had used up all the contract, essentially, because they were issued, say, four films or something. So once that contract's ended, you don't expect any more appearances. And so for it to turn around, I mean, obviously they've offered him a shitload of money to redo it. But as I say, it's a shame because they've had to rewrite the way that they were doing the next phase of the Marvel films because of them chinning off Jonathan Majors anyway. Because again, it changes the way that Loki season 2 finishes as well. At the end of all that as well. Then, the way it finished isn't going to be changed much, but obviously they built up for the Kang Dynasty storyline.
Mm.
So it's a shame that we're not going to see that unfold for now, when they could have just recast the character. They could have got someone else.
Or just fucking left it, mate. I get it, but fuck me,
I don't think it was an issue. You know, Johnny Depp's still going to get filmed, even though he wasn't convicted.
Does anyone I'm watching that because he's in it? Does that happen? I don't know.
Well, I know with The Flash.
That geezer.
Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people didn't watch that because of what.
And that is an awful movie, though, mate. The Flash is a fucking awful movie.
I just love the fact that Michael Keaton came back. Ugh. And so it made that lot canon.
Yeah.
Or can be canon with the new DC films. Even though all that's going to be redone again as well, isn't it? James Gunn, I think it is, directing the next Superman film. Yeah, he's
the head of the project as well.
Yeah.
So the overall project.
It's just how many times can you redo the same Superman story? We get it.
It's like Spider-Man, isn't it? We get it now, what's happened.
We don't need a reboot and a remake.
Yeah.
We don't care if it's different actors. Just carry on a story.
Yeah.
Give us something different. The Flash, it should have been so much better. I don't know if they just rushed it, but again, just DC, they just haven't hit it enough after.
Their movies have been shit.
Yeah. I still haven't even watched Aquaman 2 yet, to be fair.
I put the first, maybe 2 minutes, saw the first scene, and I was just like, nope, it didn't look right. It looked a bit cheap. It looked a bit, I was just like, cheesy. I was just like, no, because I really liked the first one.
Yeah, it was a decent film.
I did like the first one. There's me saying shit. I did like Aquaman. I think because he was unexpected. So I was like, So now, because I like number one, I was like, I am watching number two. Because especially if it's not going to fill in to their branch, whatever, because they're starring again, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I won't watch that until I need to.
Well, I don't think it's going to tie in with any of the future films being made, though, is it? Because I think there was even a third Wonder Woman film being made, but then that's all been chinned off now. I think what I saw was that there is going to be another Michael Keaton Batman appearance.
Right.
But we don't know what film it's going to be because, again, did you watch all of the Flash film?
Yeah.
So at the end of that, because originally it was Ben Affleck at the start of it, and then the way things had changed, it was George Clooney at the end, weren't it? Who was your favourite Batman?
You know what? I've had every Batman movie besides, is it The Dark Knight Rises? the one with buying it.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Yeah, yeah. So, but not the first two movies he did, the Joker and I can't remember who was the main villain number one now. I couldn't watch them. The only movie of Batman that I've sat through and actually enjoyed is that one with Bane. I'm not a big fan of that one that I've not watched
all the way through.
That one for me is the best. The new one's okay. The one with
Ben Affleck.
No, Christian Palace.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. That one's okay. The Ben Affleck one's
mad. I completely forgot out of my head, but literally called the Batman. Isn't
that one was all right. The first opening scene's good on that, where like he's on the train, the subway, the train station, for whatever reason, just kicks the fuck out of them.
Yeah,
but that's good. But no, so I'm gonna say, you know who my favorite Batman is? Lego Batman.
Even just randomly I'll be at home and the missus will say something kind of like, I'm Batman. But real actors though, it was Michael Keaton, because I mean, that came out when we were born, 1989. Okay. So I grew up watching that. Danny DeVito as a penguin and all that. It was just
I didn't like it. No.
Well, I enjoyed them anyway. No. I did enjoy Clooney as Batman as well, but not as much. I think I enjoyed them more so because of like Arnie being in the films and stuff. Yeah, it was always Michael Keaton. I suppose it was probably not forced on me, but because it was already available as we was, children, it was just easier to watch. Just a part of my nostalgias. The Lego Batman. The Lego film's quality, though, isn't it? I think that's probably... I was going to say probably underrated, but it was highly rated, obviously, there. Song was number one in the charts for like 2 years as well, weren't it?
Everything is cool when you're part of
it. It was such a shame because the second one was like, all right, they can't do the same thing again. Yeah.
Sometimes it should have just been left at the one.
But I love playing the Lego games as well, to be fair, Lego superheroes and all that. It is a good shout, Lego Batman.
I've just realised we went on a really long... just from a high, what's wrong with you? Because this was like... I thought it was like, we're getting proper in death here. Where's he coming to obviously somewhere?
Oh, no. To be fair, there is a couple more. We'll save them for next week because we do want to bring up about another feature we do want to start.
Right.
It's something that I'd thought about previously, but never really got onto it. But Ashley's got his full details of our new feature that we'd like all of you to contribute to. Always in the same ways. We've got the email address, the Twitters, comments on the YouTube, on the hotline as well, 07470-488-096. Not said that in a while, but the links are always in the description as well. Sending doesn't have to be a part of this feature. Can be any features, or you just want to
any question.
You just want to be like James, our number one fan, and give me shit about because pre-season's on at the moment. Liverpool, Man United on Sunday morning, 3 o'clock. He's like, can't wait to see yous get slapped. It's pre-season, mate. And we've got half team injured again already. So I'm expecting a loss. If Liverpool do win, just make the most of it. Because we'll see how it's going to be in the actual season when it matters. Mate. When it matters, yeah. Right. Third game of the season, Liverpool as well. I'll hand it over to Ashley.
Right. So... Father JD. So...
Yes, my child.
Right. So yeah, this new concept, just bring us your confessions, little or large. If you've ever stuck out of cinema and went to watch another movie, this is your time to release your demons and confess.
If you've ever sucked someone off in a cinema as well,
you can confess that. We won't say names. Just we'll give, you know, so everyone can be
anonymous.
Yes.
If you want to, no. If you want to give yourself a nickname or yeah, something, yeah, you can do
From Nick. Or something like when your name's fucking Arrow and you can, you know, an ABS or something.
Yeah.
I'll turn it off for now. But yeah, so yeah, pretty much the gist of it. You know, if you've got a confession that you want to release, cleanse your soul, repel.
And we can give you all penance.
Yeah. No judgment.
I mean, there probably will be judging.
There will be judging, but it'd be great context.
It's, mate, a safe space.
It's a safe space. Well,
there'll be no consequences.
Yeah.
Just a lot of laughter.
And just like a burden lifted. So yeah, anything little as, you know, your neighbour's got the garden done and it's better than yours, so you like fucking, I don't know, throw through sun cover so he fucked it up or something. So yeah, something, you know, you sniffed your girlfriend's mum's underwear on the snide. Come,
that was a bit left field then, that
one. I went from like something really small to something.
There was one person, Mr. Green, I expect he would have done something like that.
Yeah, so this, and I reckon these kind of people, you know, because we've got like a large following, a cult, so to speak. Yeah. And I can imagine there's someone listening that's like, I've got a great one. So just come, cleanse your soul.
Any kind of confession will do. But, you know, in a typical fashion, we will kickstart the feature.
Yes.
If you think you've got one, Ash, then we're here. Father JD is ready to hear your confession.
Right. You know what?
You've always been a good boy, though. Yeah, so yeah. I don't expect you to have anything to confess.
My sins.
To.
You know, my soul is cleared. Is there anything you want to say, Joe?
Well,
Father Ashley is here, my child.
There was something when I was younger. As a child, as soon as I was tall enough to reach the kettle, I had to make the tea for my dad. And continuously, it would never be right. It wouldn't be good enough. So I'd have to go back and forth, put a tea bag back in again, or put a bit more milk in because it was not strong enough or too strong or something. So I remember this one time anyway. We already knew each other, so I was about 12-ish. And it was the same again. I'm in and out the kitchen about 5-6 times. It's not strong enough. There's not enough sugar in this or whatever. And I remember on this one point, I've gone through the last tea bag now. And that was on my to-do list to go to the shop and get more tea bags. Because I've already used like 3 tea bags. Perfecting his cup of tea for my dad. And as I've took it back out to him, you know, I'm shaking, hoping it's going to be a perfect cup of tea this time. And he's looked at it and it's still not strong enough. But I'm thinking, shit, I've just used the last tea bag. It's in the bin. What am I going to do? So I've walked back into the kitchen. I've took the tea bag back out of the bin, dunked it in, got it stronger again. Tea bag's back in the bin. And I'm back in the living room, shaking, thinking, I hope it doesn't smell like bean juices. Hope it's all right. He had a sip of it. Oh, perfect, that is. And I've never told him that. Yeah. I've never told him because I'd still get a slap for it now. So that is my confession.
Well, thank you for sharing, my child. Give yourself 3
Hail Marys.
Hail Marys.
3 fresh tea bags.
3 fresh tea bags for your sin.
And make him another cup of tea to repent.
To repent. You are now cleansed. So pretty much that's how the feature would go. You know, anything to, you know, I can imagine we get some fucking wild ones, you know, but I feel like we are a wild podcast.
Yeah.
So anything to like, I don't know, mate, I can imagine us getting some wild ones coming in. So yeah, if you've got any confessions, it's your time. You know, to clean your soul.
Yeah, yeah. To get it out there, get it out in the open. And as I say, it is a safe space. You will not be judged by the people that you've wronged. Yeah. You will be judged by us. But
Father JD and Father Ashley are here.
We're here to help. And on that now then, on that confession, we will leave it there. Still though, keep the messages coming in. The what's wrong with yous, we'll get finished off next week. Hopefully we haven't spoke about Deadpool and Wolverine too much.
Well, I don't think we're going to have any spoilers away. Who's good in that context?
So I almost said one thing. Well, again, it's stuff that's all been on TikTok. Yeah. So if you've been on it, you've most likely seen it.
And hopefully we start, obviously we'll start off with what JD just said. We'll start off with everything we've missed out last week. And hopefully, you know, we have a nice week next week. So there isn't, you know, a bit of a down to start off with. So we can start off high and then just go higher, mate.
Well, that's it. We don't want to have to get onto a rant again, unless it's about road rage or something, or the weather. I hope it cools down. I really do. Links are all in the description. Send your messages in. And obviously, log, share, download, follow, all that jazz. You know what to do. Really do appreciate it. And we shall see you next week. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. The banter that's witty, oh so sly, their chemistry's alive.